My name is Christina Leggio, and you are listening to the Pearl Harbor Podcast. I invite you to tune in and listen as we dive into the history of Pearl Harbor and what it is now. Pearl Harbor was one of the most eventful and memorable events of World War II. Japan and the United States weren't in the war yet, but this event brought them both into the war. It started when Japan bombed Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. This was when the United States officially entered the war. Pearl Harbor was a naval base in Honolulu, Hawaii, and was used to store war and military ships when they had no mission at sea. This attack was very unexpected from the United States' point of view because no one thought that they would attack there. Everyone thought that they would go for the bigger and more populated cities, but they went for Pearl Harbor. The Japanese thought it was an easy target because it was so close to Japan and such a small island. When they released the bombs that morning around 8 a.m., it hit a ship that sank, and it took about 1,000 men down with it. Every USS battleship was significantly damaged in the bombing. All but USS Arizona and Utah were repaired. In the end, there are about 2,403 soldiers who had died and at least another 1,000 that were injured. Although this was very hard for the United States to recover from, we came back fighting and dropped a bomb later on Japan in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This showed Japan that we did not mess around and that we were willing to do anything to protect the citizens of our country. Pearl Harbor is now turned into a visitor center for people to come and see the reparations that the Japanese left on the scene in Hawaii. It is known to be one of the most visited and viewed visitor sites in Hawaii. It includes two museums, one theater, shoreline exhibits, and panoramic views of Pearl Harbor. The oldest Pearl Harbor survivor was Ray Chavez, who had died last year, 2018, at about 106 years old. He was taking a nap from being in the military during the dropping of the bombs from Japan. He woke up from the noise, and he started to help the injured soldiers that were there in Hawaii. He was so courageous and willing to do anything to help. He lived to be 106 years old because he was always taking very good care of his body. When he suddenly started to lose his balance and started to fall over a lot, he started to live with his daughter, and she took care of him. Then he started to get a personal trainer, and he gained about 40 pounds of pure muscle so he could finally do things on his own. I thank you so much for tuning in to learn more about the history of the United States and how we have come together as a nation to have pride. I hope that you learned something new today and can apply it to your day today. I can't wait for you to listen in again. Have a great day. Signing off, Christina Leggio.